Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, coming at you live from the home show in beautiful Paso Robles, California. And we have our last recipe today where we are working with almonds. And what I have for you is my smoked almond white chocolate strawberry chantilly cheesecake. I promise you this is going to be one you'll never forget. What we're going to need first and to put into our stand mixer is 1/2 pound of cream cheese. Now, personally, I enjoy using Challenge cream cheese. Any cream cheese will suffice, but for some reason, Challenge cream cheese seems to work better for me than all the other cream cheeses do. 2 cups of raw heavy cream. I prefer organic pastures, raw dairy. Whatever you have should be okay as long as it's raw, because we want that health aspect of this dish as well. 1 cup of granulated sugar. What we're going to do is put this in our mixing bowl and start mixing on high. We're going to mix this for, I'd say, about at least 2 to 3 minutes. It's going to thicken faster than just cream because you have the cream cheese in there. But what we are doing is we are making our nice chantilly cream, and it's very important. Now, what I like to do 2 minutes after the mix starts is to put in my vanilla bean. What we do with our vanilla bean is we split our vanilla bean right down the middle. We take all the beans out. We put them into our mixture. We'll call this our custard. We put them into our custard, and we let the mix keep going until we have a nice, fluffy chantilly cream. What we're going to use next are almonds that we are going to smoke, and we're going to also roast them. We roast them with a little bit of oil. And I always do oil to taste because you never know how much you're going to need. And I'd say about a good cup of almonds is more than enough. And I like to leave these almonds whole. And we're going to put them in our oven. We're going to let them cook for about 5 to 6 minutes. And just watch them at 375 degrees. We should have a perfectly roasted almond. And we're going to put those into our mixture as well. This is almost going to be like a play on a mousse. Or if I had to say something else, I would also say like a really nice gourmet pastry cream. We're gonna put in our strawberries. I like to carbonate my strawberries. You don't have to carbonate them though. Most of you guys don't have thermocarbonators at home. So what we can do is just get our strawberries, cut them up small, and put them into the mixture. And that is gonna make for an amazing strawberry into our mix. And also powdered sugar to taste. Now, this is always fun to do if you wanna serve this at a party with some cookies around it or some, you know, gourmet pastries. Most high tea parties have a lemon curd. The Untamed Chef likes to do smoked almond, white chocolate, carbonated strawberry, and then we just get our white chocolate and we put it right over the top. 3 ounces is what I like to use. For this and many more of my recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.